In 1960, the Everly Brothers recorded this song, Love Hurts. If you haven't heard it, it begins like this. Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds. And Mars. If that hasn't punched you in the gut, here's how it ends. Some fools rave of happiness, blissfulness, togetherness. Some fools fool themselves, I guess. But they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true. Love is just a lie, made to make you blue. This depressing song tells us that while love promises the lover joy, completeness, hope, reality in this earth guarantees a different outcome. Have you ever had your heart broken? Have you ever wondered why this is? Actually, the Bible has a lot to say about love and our heartbreak history. One of the most shocking stories in all the Bible is the story of Hosea. God commands his prophet to take to himself a wife, and not just any woman, but to join himself in marriage to a woman who will tear open his heart before a watching world. The Lord says to Hosea in chapter 1, verse 2, "Go, marry a promiscuous woman, and have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord." Why would God tell Hosea to marry a woman who everyone knew would not be faithful? Because Hosea's marriage was to be a picture of ancient Israel's unfaithfulness to the God who had set his love on her. God had redeemed Israel out of slavery, called her out of the world to be his and his alone. But Israel chose to live for selfish pleasures and passions, and even stopped speaking to God. Oh, except when they needed something, of course. And James has been showing us that we're no different today. James says to Christians who are living for their worldly passions in James 4:4, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Sadly, some Christians think that sinning is merely a breaking of God's law. James calls them adulterers because sinning is a breaking of God's heart. Hosea and his marriage were a word made flesh illustration of God's heartbreak so that Israel and so that we will come to know something about God and how his heart has been breaking ever since the first couple hid from him in the garden. Friends, we have compiled quite a heartbreak history. But wonderfully, God sent the Apostle James to remind us of the good news of the gospel when he writes, "Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, He, God, yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us." James is reminding us that God is like a jealous husband who wants to win us back. Yes, when we look in the mirror, we can despair over the heartbreak we have felt, the heartbreak we've caused. The good news, my friend, is Christ doesn't seek to divorce his church. Christ is ever seeking to reconcile his church and you to himself. Listen to verse 6. "But he gives more grace." God shows us grace, more grace, despite of our past. And we have one of the most beautiful pictures of this in Hosea 3. After Gomer, his wife, has abandoned Hosea and later finds her lover no longer wants her, God speaks to Hosea and says, "Go, show your love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress, love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes." Let me describe the scene in chapter 3 of Hosea. Gomer, the well-known prostitute, stands on a platform and she's up for auction. Her lover, her master, needs her no more. And he's hoping to get whatever he can for her, and then she's out of his life. She's standing there, likely naked, in shame before the people, and she's wondering, "Who could ever desire me?" And suddenly a voice she almost forgot calls out from the distance. And can you hear the hush coming over the crowd as they too look to see? It's Hosea, the heartbroken prophet, has come to buy back his adulterous bride. What a stunning picture of God's steadfast love for his people as Hosea redeems his wife in front of all of his neighbors. And friends, this was but a shadow of the great love that would be on display as the Word became flesh 8 centuries later, when Jesus brought back His adulterous bride from the slave market of sin. Friends, remember the cross as a beautiful picture of God's jealous love for us that redeems despite all the painfulness of recovery. It is at Calvary where we see that God's love is not a lie, even though it seems too good to be true. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.